Carolyn, what's up?
Hey, Walker Hayes.
What's Boston looking like?
It's looking like we are missing Walker Hayes, but so excited for you, big-time Grammy Award nominee.
We're just beside ourselves, Carolyn.
Really?
I mean, we don't know how to process really everything's going that's going on. I mean, it's an honor, you know, to have a new album coming out. You know, I'm glad to have a reason to share music. You know, I mean, I think all aspiring artists and singer-songwriters, we just want an opportunity and a fan base to share music with, you know. And obviously the radio is the end all be all. I mean, that's where the heart of our demographic goes for music. And
radio is alive and well, thank you.
I've never felt like I couldn't miss. I always felt like it would never happen. I didn't know if I'd ever hit a bullseye. And then Fancy Light came along, and now here we are, you know, just releasing songs that people can't seem to get enough of. It's just a lot to absorb after so many years of trying.
Yeah, I would imagine. And I mean, now all ears are on you, which is what you've been working so hard for. And I think why people really connect with you, Walker, is because they know that who they hear is who that person really is.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for saying that. And you hit it. It is nice to have a lot of ears.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. So the question is, do you get Applebee's for life now?
I wish. You know, they gave us enough gift cards where I'll probably die before we run out of money on them. But, man, Applebee's, they've just been so kind to us, and they've just been genuinely appreciative.
Well, they should be with all that free advertising.
At first, it was fun. You know, it's all fun, and I think the world cheered when the relationship happened. You know, when the commercial came out with my song.
Yes,
I think everybody just loved how naturally it happened, and everybody was rooting for both of us. And but again, I mean, they've been so humble and appreciative for what the song has done for their business.
I would imagine. And today is the day country stuff is finally out. Yes. The new Walker Hayes album. You can get it everywhere.
Yeah. If I could point to one song on the record, it would be Craig. It has an amazing story. This is the second version of the song I put out, and the Christian group Mercy Me joined me. And there's a lot of Jesus in that record. I just want everybody to give that one a chance.
Absolutely. I remember when you were here for the takeover of the All Request Lunch, and you told us the story of Craig and how you were struggling in Nashville to even feed your family, and you couldn't get to gigs because you didn't have a vehicle, and he gave you his van.
Yes.
And I can't wait to hear them all.
Yeah.
You've got AA on there, Drinking Songs, You Girl, Fancy Like, lots to look forward to. And if someone had no idea who you were, Walker Hayes, how would you describe your music or your sound to them?
Oh, wow. You know, honestly, I could literally recite the lyrics to AA. yeah, I really could. You know, just...
That's autobiographical.
I think, yeah. You know, what you hear on this album is exactly who I am. Good and bad, and not a lot of good, honestly. A lot of bad, and a lot of redemption, and a lot of struggle, but a lot of real life.
Yeah.
You know, that I think so many people can relate. And if you appreciate that, then I think you're really gonna love Country Stuff, the album.
Everyone needs to get Country Stuff because, frankly, you have six kids to feed.
Help a brother out. Yeah, I have six kids. They all have crooked teeth, and you know, braces ain't cheap, and we don't know about college yet. Well, you know, I gotta save up some more. So
exactly,
so help us out.
Can you tell us their names in like 10 seconds or less?
Absolutely.
Let's hear it.
Leela Chapel Baylor, Beckett Loxley Everly. There we go.
Wow, that's pretty darn good. My father only has three daughters, and he still combines all of our names at the same time when calling for us.
Oh man, I was about to say, now I can say their names, but if on the spot, I call them all the wrong names.
Yeah, that happens. I'm just so happy for all the success that's come your way, Walker. And if you have a moment, I've got a quick game for you. I'm going to call it Fancy Like What?
Okay.
So tell me something that is fancy and overrated.
I hate to dog a product. Honestly,
you could keep it generic.
I think fine dining, just in general. Like, I don't know if I need to name a restaurant.
No, that's good. I totally agree with you there.
Yeah, I just think it's a dressed up version of what you would get at another restaurant anyway. With a big family, you know. No, I I'd much rather underpay.
You'd much rather go to Applebee's.
Absolutely.
Exactly. All right. What's the fanciest meal you ever cooked?
That I've ever cooked?
Yeah. Do you cook at all?
It's not that fancy. The fanciest thing I've ever cooked is French toast.
Well, that's pretty fancy because it's from France.
Yeah. Yeah. The word French definitely makes it fancier than it really is.
And finally, the fanciest celebrity you've met.
Oh, man. I don't know if they're personally, you know, a fancy person, but I met Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, that's pretty big.
And Mila Kunis. I met them at Stagecoach 1 year, and they're up there, yeah.
Yeah, they are big-time celebrities. Thank you so much for your time, Walker Hayes. We're so excited for you. And come back to Boston and see us. We miss you.
Oh, thank you all. I can't wait. We're coming. Come on.
It's a deal. We'll be looking for you.
All right, see you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.